New Jersey is a commuter state. With that as a fact, the need for reliable access to destinations like New York City is crucial for employment and, in turn, the economy. Recent years have seen a call for a battle against the Gateway Rail Tunnel project. The need versus expense and cost fairness have been butting heads for years now. Our first guest today is with us to share the results of a study on this project, its potential benefits, along with the cost created by further delays. He is the chairman of Common Good, as well as author of the book Try Common Sense. Philip Howard, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Common Good's website, commongood.org. And again, we're talking about the Gateway Rail Tunnel project. What is the current state of the transportation this project would replace? Because some people, I guess, have made the argument it's more economical to repair versus replace.
That's not really an option. There are only two rail lines coming into New York from New Jersey that go into Penn Station, so leaving a side path. So all the Amtrak trains and the New Jersey Transit trains come over these two lines. They're 105 years old. The tunnels were badly damaged by Hurricane Sandy, so at unexpected times, they have to close down. You know, they just don't work anymore. The signal is lost or the wire's corroded. Just yesterday, I was coming in from D.C., and sure enough, one of the tunnels had to shut down, so I had to wait half an hour outside the tunnel before our train could get through. So these tunnels are going to have to be closed for permanent repairs at some point soon, because they can't last in their current condition. They are genuinely decrepit. But they can't do that because then nobody could get into New York until they build the new tunnels. And the new tunnels are needed to increase capacity in any event. So we really don't have an option. Here we've got, whatever it is, 10% of the nation's economy right here in this small little circle called Metro New York, much of which is New Jersey. And the lifeline to getting into New York is closed.
With the only option obviously being on the road and, of course, from northwest New Jersey all the way through, all people want to complain about, just rightfully so, is the traffic, the tie-ups, and the cost for what it takes versus having mass transportation as an option.
Yes, and we know what happens when both those tunnels close, because it's happened. We get gridlock for 25 miles. So literally, the traffic is frozen. So it's unbelievably irresponsible not to get the Gateway Tunnel started building as soon as possible. So we did a study a few years ago before it was approved saying going through a regular, you know, 5 or 10 year approval process was staggeringly irresponsible and bad for the environment because of all the, you know, gridlock it's caused if the other tunnel shut down. And we also calculated what it would cost each year of delay. Well, it turns out it cost $1.5 billion, both at increased cost and the absence of, you know, efficiency benefits, for each year of delay, $1.5 billion. And that, however, doesn't calculate what we're running into now, which is the cost if the existing tunnels, one of them even, has to shut down permanently before the new tunnels are finished. The cost then, you're talking about $5 to $8 billion a year.
And when you look at that. $1.5 billion a year cost from a delay versus, I believe, what's the estimate for the entire project is around $13 billion. So the delay,
$24 billion for the total project.
Okay.
There's $13 billion just for the tunnels and the entrance, but, you know, expanding Penn Station for new stuff. But we're talking about huge costs. And by the way, they did accelerate the reviews. It was already a year and a half ago, in part because we had urged them to do it. And guess what's happened? Trump now refuses to sign off on the approvals, and the Republicans refuse to fund it. So now we're incurring these delay costs for no reason other than the fact that Trump thinks somehow it will be payback against Senator Schumer and Senator Booker if he makes it hard for people in the New York area to get around. I mean, it's just Right.
Well, as far as the funding for this project, because over the years, too, it seemed like the Fed would be a part of it, and there was a battle between either Fed funds received by the individual states or New Jersey and New York pony up partial funding for it as well. How was the funding designed to work for this?
There was a deal, and even Trump agreed to it when he first came to office. The deal was the feds would pay half and the states would pay half. The deal's all set. It's just that Trump has reneged on the deal for political petulance. You know, he's just trying to stick it to the metropolitan area because Schumer and Booker won't agree to fund his wall, you know, between Texas and Mexico.
I'm with Philip Howard about the current state of affairs with the Gateway Rail Tunnel Project. Philip is the chairman of Common Good. You can learn more about this and other issues at commongood.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. There seems to be a trend in New Jersey when it comes to, everyone says there's a need for improved mass transportation, but when it comes to putting the wheel to the road, we always come up with, you know, reasons for it not to happen, political, financial, whatever the case may be. Another example is the restoration of the Lackawanna Cutoff, which would bring get a lot of traffic off the road from northwest New Jersey into headed toward New York, but that's been bogged down now for decades.
Yeah, there's a problem in our political system, which Americans have figured out, but Washington hasn't figured out, which is that we no longer actually have a responsible political discourse. I have a new book just came out this week called Try Common Sense, Replacing the Failed Ideologies of Right and Left. And in the book, I give lots of examples, but argue that that actually we the citizens, can't expect the people in Washington now to solve these problems. We're going to have to start a movement demanding action, cleaning out the bureaucracy, restoring the conditions for compromise and for action, for making things happen. Because Washington might as well be the court of Louis XVI or some alien that's landed from the foreign planet that is playing some self-enclosed game. They're not doing what the citizens of New Jersey need or the citizens of New York need anymore. And they're not going to, because they have their own sort of polarized, petty agendas, just like with Gateway. And the citizens are going to have to do what we did in the 60s and in the progressive era. We're going to have to start a new movement and basically take back control, put in new people with new principles, and start making government work again.
Even when the people think they've put into office at whatever level, someone who is going to tear down the system and do what you're saying that needs to be done, that person gets in there and swings the hammer. All they do is break the handle on the hammer because they can't break down the system.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I talk about that in the book. 10 of the last 11 presidential elections, we've elected outsiders who promised to cut red tape and get bureaucracy off our backs, and none of them, and government's only grown. And the reason they failed, well, many reasons. Republicans had the wrong idea. It's not deregulation, but actually making regulation practical. The problem is none of them question the premise of how government works. So government has 1,000-page rule books now because no official has the authority to say, you're just raising the roadway of the Bayonne Bridge. Give me 50 pages of environmental review on the construction impacts. In that particular case, 20,000 pages of environmental review were required. But no one has the authority to make decisions. So you've got to give back to government the freedom of officials as well as citizens to make choices needed to move things forward. And no president has done that because they didn't have the idea. You know, they thought that somehow you can create some software program that will guarantee that public choices are good. Well, in fact, they guarantee that public choice is never made because it's like a melted circuit board down there. You know, you've got 150 million words of federal law, and they're inconsistent with each other. The agencies don't like each other. It's all these different fiefdoms. Meanwhile, the rest of the country is in gridlock.
I think it was James Monroe, I'm paraphrasing here, who way back when said, if you can't read what you're trying to pass, then you shouldn't be passing it.
Completely. The Interstate Highway Act was 29 pages, passed in 1956. 10 years later, they built over 20,000 miles of road. The last transportation bill was over 500 pages, implemented by thousands of pages of regulation, and it would take 10 years before they got a permit to build 1 mile. That's a problem. So in Try Common Sense, my new book, I describe why that can never work and why we can't actually go in and prune that jungle or repair it. We have to replace it with something that's goal-oriented. It's not what the Republic, it's not deregulation, it's re-regulation on a human scale so that humans can understand it and actually act.
Book again is Try Common Sense. You can get it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite means of obtaining an educational, very easy-to-absorb book, too, by the way. And to read the report by Common Good on the Gateway Rail Tunnel Project, commongood.org. He is their chairman, Philip Howard. Mr. Howard, thanks for being here today.
Nice to be with you.